Now get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer or GM.com for details. Our next ticker at 3:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Hardline afternoons 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KGCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
I know black people.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hardline. Oh, good Lord. That's a whipping.
Oh, that's awful, too.
You think Eddie, like, during that first part, you know? Like, play the beginning of this song. You think that he's so, like, his guitar is so ready to explode because he can't be going during this part that, I mean, it's like he's...
No, got, I think Eddie's over all that.
He's got guitar blue balls.
No. That's a blazer.
Oh, yeah.
But funny.
There's the release.
Oh.
Sweet release.
I guarantee you right now.
He's ready to go again.
Oh, it's up at full mast now.
Guitar Viagra.
Yeah. All right, stop it. Lord.
I'm going to go see them when they come here, though.
You know what? I am, too. Oh, there goes Ronnie's daughter. Driving away. Bye, Daddy.
Love you, Daddy.
How come she sounds like Baladdy?
Say, Daddy. I'm going to pick up Buck Balloon.
It's The Hardline. Featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Burrito,
help me.
The Hardline.
3:09 is the time. 9 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline, and we are the superheroes. I would be Superman.
I would be Captain America.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks.
Just got one question.
What is that?
Where's Spider-Man and where's the Hulk?
I don't know.
Isn't it 3 o'clock? Because Batman's here.
Yes, Batman is with us. Hello, Batman.
Hello, Superman. I'm ready to fight crime.
I'm always ready to fight crime, leap tall buildings in a single bound, and stop a train if I have to.
The big question, though, Superman, is do you need to poo-poo?
If you do, you got problems.
No, actually, I don't.
You know, superheroes, they probably had to plan their poo-poos, you know? Because you just can't get out of
these. I don't think superheroes did that.
Really?
That's what made them superheroes.
They're like
women? Right. They're like women. They don't do that.
That's a good thing because when they thought out their objective to fight crime, that was good. But when most of them thought out their outfits, they didn't really do a lot of thinking on that. Because they're not real practical.
You can't fight crime if you have to stop down and poop.
Right.
So,
Captain Doodoo.
Like women on superheroes, that's only an erotic portal?
Maybe they don't even have the portal.
Be. Yeah, they probably don't even have the portal.
Maybe they're just so super that they don't even have that.
Now, in women, yes. That's an erotic portal and nothing more.
So it's just like an action figure on a superhero.
Right. Right. They have their own way of being anatomically correct. And that way does not include that.
The crack.
Right.
You know, a buddy of mine told me that he feels real safe in here.
He should.
This right here is probably one of the safest places to be in Dallas right now.
He should. He's very well protected. Everybody's very well protected in here by us.
Right.
And here happens to be the Firewater Bar and Grill, which is located in Dallas on Technology Boulevard. And that would be a little bit to the west of Stemmons, right off of Northwest Highway.
By the way, the Hulk and Spider-Man are about half mile away.
Are we running a little late today?
No,
superhero is never.
We had to work, okay?
Superhero is never not punctual.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, crap! I just No, we had stuff to do back at the station, so we're coming, and then we're gonna change into our outfits, and then we'll be ready to go.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all
right.
Well, just as long as you get here, because everybody's asking for the Hulk and the Spider-Man.
Well, we're literally 3 minutes away.
And I can scarcely think of two people to make suited to make a grand entrance than those two.
Well, we're coming, man, Superman.
All right.
Well, good.
Well, we'll see you when you get here.
All right, fire one up.
All right, you too. Have some more of those good peas. All right, the Firewater Bar and Grill, as we were saying, is located on Technology, a little bit to the west of I-35 off of Northwest Highway. If you know where the Grand is, if you know where Red River is, if you know where all that stuff off of Northwest Highway west of 35 is, then you will have no trouble locating the Firewater Bar and Grill.
Just head toward the Grand and look for the ticket bitmobile and the ticket signs.
Right.
You'll see it. Can't miss it.
And we would highly recommend that everybody come out here because we will all be out here today. All of us, even those who normally don't make the roadshow scene with us, will be here today.
Batman.
Such as Batman and such as Spider-Man. Everybody is here today in full superhero regalia.
Now, aren't we encouraging the P1s to dress up in their superhero outfits to come out here?
If they want to, sure.
We've got some good stuff to give away, don't we?
Do we?
I think we do. I think we got some good stuff to give away.
I wouldn't count on that, but if anyone would like to dress up as a superhero, then that's great. And who knows, maybe we do have, I mean, do you know something I don't hear?
I just heard yesterday we had some stuff to give away. One way or another.
I think we're giving away a love sack.
There you go.
Is that it?
And what a great gift that is. That's $1,000 right there.
That's right.
So we're going to give away that. We're going to have ticket chicks out here that you can... Ticket chicks love superheroes.
That's right, and the ticket chicks will be very foxy, and you can talk to them.
Will they ever? Serata and the extremely hot Alana.
That's right. She might let you rub her. So,
I would love to rub Alana. Well, she's so hot.
She might let you.
She might, because I'm in my Captain America uniform.
That's right.
That might really turn her on.
If she likes superheroes so much, I'd say there's probably a very good chance of something like that being strung together.
But if you wear a superhero outfit, you're going to get something. Not sure what. And we're going to give away a love sack. That's valued at $1,000.
That's right.
So somebody's going to win that. So if you win, if you wear a superhero outfit out here, that's just going to enhance your chances of winning. Promise you.
And remember, love sack, that's where it's at.
This is pretty illegal, isn't it?
I thought we had to walk in. Yeah, I thought we had to walk in full regalia.
You guys are such jackasses. You didn't do it yesterday, and now you're working at the station with all your stuff.
Whenever we try to do something like this, everybody welches.
There was construction in our bathroom, and we couldn't go in there.
There was no construction in there when I was in there.
Well, someone destroyed the toilets with a cherry bomb, and so the...
Captain Doodoo.
Awful excuse. You go to 12 to take a crap. You can go to 12 to change into your costume. And you didn't do it yesterday, so you've absolutely screwed yourself 2 days in a row. What? How am I any more ridiculous than these two knuckleheads?
Because yours is just so complete. It just has so many moving parts.
I know. It's ridiculous. I even left a part at home today. I don't have my leg coverings because I kept falling down. All I have is a cod piece.
At least he's with the program.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping that at 5:10 we're going to hear a funny bit.
Oh.
I hope that's what you were working on.
No, we were working on some stuff for the next week. Just some
stuff for the next week.
All right, we got to go
you
change.
You mean when you're going to be in training camp?
We got to go change.
He's lying.
We don't have time to talk to you guys.
Of course he is.
All right, go change. Give it the program here.
Two monkeys.
And have some of those good peas. All right, so the Firewater Bar and Grill is where we're at today. And if you'd like to come out here and join us, we would love to see you. The presentation goes on until 7 o'clock. And as a little bit of extra, I guess, what one might call back-end value for you, after the presentation is over, there is a stage for musical acts outside. And probably somewhere in the 7:30 to 8 p.m. quadrum, that stage will be occupied by petty theft.
Do you think there's any way that we can talk you into keeping your Superman outfit on for petty theft? And maybe I could give mine to the fake Kenny Rogers or the fake Kenny Stabler and Batman. I mean,
oh,
you
I'd love to give this to Stephen Hawking. I'd love to just drape my cape over him. I forgot. Never mind.
what's your keyboard player, Ron? What's your name?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris Holt.
Chris Holt.
Oh, he'd love this thing.
See, he could wear my Captain America outfit.
Well,
that'd be funny.
You can probably try to talk him into it, but I got to tell you, outside it's going to be kind of hot. And this thing's pretty hot as is. So,
plus the fake Kenny Stabler, he's pretty partial to his Hawaiian shirts, isn't he, when he gets on stage? Or his Western-style shirts?
Yeah, that's generally what he goes with. However, a little petty theft knows no dress code. I mean, whatever you show up in is good enough. So
you're not going to try to enforce the tuxedo rule?
No.
Like in Pisces?
No, there will be no tuxedo rule in this. There will be none of that. So, that's what we got going here at the Firewater Bar and Grill today. So come on out here, hang out, dig the presentation, and then stick around, catch Petty Theft. We got a couple of sets cooked up for everybody tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun out here at Firewater today. All right, the time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile, is 19 minutes past 3 p.m. This is Sports Talk.